This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, The Cure with Boys Don't Cry. I'm Sharad Kutin, Melissa Idris and Joyce Go. Together we're going to be talking about a footballer that cried on the pitch and has opened up a conversation about whether boys should cry. Because they clearly do, but the question is, should they?
Okay.
That's especially
a
what do
big question.
Heterosexual women think of heterosexual men who cry?
Okay, so I'm going to speak for all heterosexual women out there because, you know, I am spokesperson for heterosexual women.
Even if it's just for the morning.
But before that, let's give some context to this. Essentially, the Brazilian media have criticized Neymar for crying. This is after he scored that goal last Friday against Costa Rica. They won. And at full time, he broke down in tears. And that image was captured and circulated. And Brazilian media are saying that this was the enduring image. And the way they framed it, Sharad and Joyce, is that they said this is reflective of Neymar's emotional fragility. So they are saying that, well, you know, if Brazilian players or Neymar, the world's most expensive player, can show such emotional is crying on the pitch, it shows that they don't have the emotional fortitude to make it all the way, and that could damage Brazil's chances.
Okay, so the difference between saying somebody is fragile because they show their emotions, because you come to the opposite conclusion, couldn't you, Joyce, saying that somebody who's secure can display their emotions. They allow themselves to be vulnerable emotionally precisely because they're strong, not because they're weak.
Yeah, and I don't understand. Is it wrong if because there's just so much stress that is on them. And it's not just football. I mean, I'm a big tennis fan. And you know, Roger Federer, every time he wins a Grand Slam,
he's a crybaby.
He will drop on the floor and he'll start crying. And I don't know. I don't think that is a sign of weakness to me. I mean, he's a man and he's crying on the full on, like crying full on, I mean, tears and all after winning. Or in this case, I mean, for me personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Okay.
So this is other thing about tears, right? Mm-hmm. Because the body actually gets rid of those toxins that come from
a tense.
It's
released,
it's right?
Yeah,
so
it's just
so
all
there's
that stress,
a good reason
right?
to cry.
Yeah.
When you cry, your body's ridding itself of those toxins, which the so-called stronger men or women who refuse to cry hold back and therefore poison themselves. I mean, ultimately, people who don't cry do themselves harm.
A disservice, yeah. I agree with you. I love a man who can, you know, have a good cry along
with
me.
Do you make many men cry?
I do.
I think she breaks many hearts.
I love a good cry, and I would love for men to cry along with me. That is quite sad to hear this morning. But I think the question here, guys, is that crying in public, right? Crying
yeah.
after in such a public stage,
yeah.
And that they say is, you know, you should show that you're masculine. It's football. It's a man's game.
Okay, so sporting is one kind
man,
of public event.
Human.
Okay,
human.
let's put this, the sporting events to the side.
Okay,
on what occasions do you think it would be either appropriate or inappropriate to cry? Say, for instance, if you went to a movie with a male friend and it was a sad movie, and they started to cry quite intensely. Would you be embarrassed? Would you, you know, would you give them a hug, or would you say, "Oh, good God,
like
get a grip"?
Hysterics?
Like, you know,
like full on, like full on crying,
sobbing.
What is the Malay word "saba"? Is it
"saba"? Is when you it's just a feeling inside,
oh,
but
I
this
see.
Is outright
full on crying.
Yeah.
So would that
sobbing.
Be inappropriate?
I think I'd be a bit surprised if it's I think if it's a movie and. He's next. Depending on what kind of movie you're talking about.
Okay, so maybe not a movie. What about a wedding as opposed to a funeral? We kind of assume that people should be allowed to cry at a funeral. Mm. But what about weddings? Now, you know, if, say, the groom in giving his speech starts to cry.
That. Yeah, I
would
love
that. Sweet.
That.
Yeah,
sorry.
I think that's sweet.
I think that's wonderful.
Oh, this really should be television because both of you are clutching your arms to your chest and saying, oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, to be honest, Sharad, I do... I have been on dates before where I've asked someone when was the last time they cried. And I think it's very telling if they answer me honestly and truthfully.
sometimes, like when you said yes to the state, Melissa, that's when I last shed tears.
Some men don't want to admit when they last cried. And I think that admitting that it shows a certain level of emotional openness. And for me, that is very attractive.
Okay, so tell us how you feel about cry. You can always tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.